Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Compliance Week News Podcast for the week of Friday, November 12th. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we're going to talk about employee litigation risks arising from Facebook and other social media outlets. As you may have seen in the news earlier this week, hearing officers from the National Labor Relations Board have overturned the firing of an emergency medical technician in Connecticut. She had been dismissed from her job last year for making some very unflattering comments about her boss on her Facebook page. And this was only a preliminary hearing, but essentially the NLRB held that firing somebody for making remarks like that on Facebook is analogous to firing union activists who might be talking about unfair workplace conditions. Now, this raises all sorts of red flags among compliance officers who are already worried about what employees say on Facebook and other social media sites, and how they can not tread on those employees' rights, but also protect the company's reputation, its business interests, and even regulatory compliance needs. So to talk with us about the case, we are joined by Mark Spund. He is head of the employment law practice with the law firm of Davidov, Melito, and Hutcher in New York. Mark, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you, Matt. My pleasure.
So first question, just outline the contours of the case here in a little more detail for us.
Sure.
What happened that led someone to think that they had grounds for a labor complaint here?
Okay. Just to give you a little background, on or about November of 2009,
yep,
an employee of the respondent, the company American Medical Response of Connecticut, requested union representation after her supervisor asked her to prepare an investigative report concerning a customer complained about a job performance that she believed would result in disciplinary action.
Mm-hmm.
The company required her to complete the report but denied her request for union representation. The company had a social network policy that prohibited employees from posting online disparaging, discriminatory, or defamatory comments when discussing the company or the employee's superiors, coworkers, or competitors.
Yep.
Later that day, after she left work and from her home computer, the employee posted negative remarks about her supervisor on her personal Facebook page, which ended up drawing supporting responses from co-employees, which led her to further negative comments about the supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
And the case does not specify what those negative comments were. We don't know at this time.
Sure.
However, the company did terminate her for violating the company's internet policy, which I read to you before, disparaging, discriminatory, or defamatory comments when discussing the company or the employee's superiors, coworkers, or competitors.
Mm-hmm.
So the union then filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board, and after an investigation, their Hartford regional office issued a complaint. Now, a complaint is just an allegation. It's not a final decision or a determination, and what that does is it notices the matter for a hearing before an administrative law judge, which hearing is scheduled right now sometime for the end of January of 2011. Once a decision is made by the administrative law judge, that decision can be appealed both to the first to the NLRB itself, to the board, and if you're not happy with their decision, then it can go to a federal appeals court.
Okay.
The complaint charges the company's application of its policy unlawfully interfered with the employee's rights under Section 7 of the National Labor Relations Act. Section 7 is a section that permits employees to engage in what they call concerted protected activity, for example, to communicate with coworkers about the terms and conditions of employment.
Mm-hmm.
What the complaint basically claims is that the employee was engaging in such protected activity when she disparaged her supervisor and that the policy itself was overbroad.
So let me ask this question. In this decision, I mean, if this woman had gone down to the local union hall and hung up a poster saying some nasty things, that would be probably fairly well understood. But how much are they trying to apply that law to something as exotic as Facebook, which is kind of like a personal virtual meeting hall?
Yeah. The new appointees to the NLRB are extraordinarily pro-employee as opposed to those, I guess, that just finished that had been appointed by the Bush administration. They really are have gone over, in my opinion, at least over the line here in terms of employer protection. To give you an example, in an August 2010 case called Plaza Auto Centers, Inc.,
mm-hmm,
the NLRB ruled in favor of an employee who was fired for calling the owner of the company that employed him many dirty names, which I won't even get into on the air, and adding that the manager was stupid, nobody liked him, and everyone talked about him behind his back. And according to the NLRB, such language is not sufficient to fall outside the concept of protected concerted activity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we literally are today. Assuming that this case goes on and the board comes, and the administrative law judge and the board comes down with a decision to uphold the regional office.
And I mean, but do you think, is there much case law right now trying to handle these sort of new online sites and venues and places where people can gather in cyberspace as opposed to real space?
There are very few cases on that issue.
Yeah.
This is really the reason this is promulgated such publicity is because it really is the first case that focuses directly on the employer's social network policy and the extent of what an employee can do, even if they're off the job. And by the way, this Section 7 applies both to union and non-union employees.
I was about to ask, for the non-union companies that might be listening, they still have to worry about something like this.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yes. So, then,
matter of fact, what's interesting about this decision is not only does it talk about disciplining the employee for what she posts on a network on a social network page, but it really went beyond that, holding that the policy itself, violates Section 7, which is a very interesting. It's going to be a discussion, I believe, in many courts.
Well, so talk to us a little more about that then, because an IT usage policy and a social media policy, that's, people say that's standard practice, your company should have one, but what advice would you give to compliance officers right now who are thinking, oh gosh, you know, do I have the right policy? Is this going to be worth anything? Can these guys say whatever they want?
Well, first, I think that this case blurs the line between personal gripes that are not protected and employee-protected concerted activity.
Mm-hmm.
I think any policy change regarding a social activity now will be difficult until the NLRB comes down with a definitive decision on this.
Yep.
But at this point, there's one or two things you can do. You can modify the policy to add language just saying that the policy will not be construed or applied in a manner that interferes with the employee's rights under Section 7 of the National Labor Relations Act.
Okay.
Whether this will be sufficient or not, nobody's going to be able to answer that at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You can also focus the policy on things that the company can legitimately restrict, like violations of the company's harassment policy or disclosure of confidential information or trade secrets. An overbroad policy prohibiting all discussion of the company on the social media pages based upon where this case seems to be going is probably not going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is what employers really need to do, they need to be careful when people are taking any adverse action against an employee for posting negative comments. It's something that they're just going to have to watch and determine on a case-by-case basis.
All right.
You know, if it goes over the line, you know, hopefully you can justify the termination if necessary.
Well, Mark, that is all the time we have today, but you gave us plenty to think about and covered a lot of ground. So thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Again, everybody, that was Mark Spund of the law firm of Davidoff, Melito, and Hutcher. He was talking with us about employees' usage of Facebook and when that can or cannot create labor law problems for corporations. That is all for this week's podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time.